This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. We are closing in on the final days of 2011. Last week we talked about what is best. Now you're going to tell us some of your favorite pieces of music for the year.
Yeah, and I think that this is going to be a great chance for you to expose me to some Icelandic folk duo, banjo playing. You always try to one-up me on that, so...
I think you're going to be disappointed then.
Oh, damn.
Sorry about that.
This year in general was not bad. A lot from a popular music perspective, a lot of the stuff that did real well this year, whether it was Rihanna or Nicki Minaj, or that's all technically stuff that came out last year, Katy Perry, you know, and they just kept
playing them and
CD,
pulling singles.
Yeah, kept pulling singles. So that stuff did really well. And then, of course, we know Adele had a huge album, and that was probably the best album as far as between sales and critical review, and a couple of singles off that. So as far as, you know, popular music is concerned, it wasn't a bad year. But other than Adele and a couple of others, there wasn't a lot that was actually released in the year that I think we're going to look back and go, oh, that was a monumental CD.
This time last year, I could come up with 7 or 8 or 9 that just came to me instantly. And this year, that wasn't the case. Not that I thought it was a particularly bad year.
Well, there were good songs. That's the thing. Even some of the singles, the popular singles, were good. There were some really great songs. I love Otis, the Jay-Z and Kanye West tribute to Otis Redding. But I don't really like the CD that much. There's 6 or 8 songs on Nicki Minaj's CD I like. But the CD in general, there's a lot of it I don't. So perhaps that's the reason why we have trouble defining, what we really liked as a CD this year, because there weren't that many really great CDs because they're just not being made.
Did you have 3 or 4 or 2 or 3 that you thought were your favorites?
Well, yeah, I mean, I did like Adele's. I thought it was really well done. The Tony Bennett duet CD was pretty good. I mean, for that genre of music, Foo Fighters, that CD was good. And then some of those holdovers from last year. I mean, Bruno Mars, even though that came out at the end of last year, I liked it a lot. I liked, like I said, most of Nicki Minaj. I liked Rihanna's Loud. Yeah, for the most part, I mean, some of the things that I was really anticipating, like Alison Krauss's CD, 2 or 3 songs I really liked, and the rest of it just kind of drifted away. Mm-hmm. It was really the year of the single. You've got stuff from Foster the People or LMFAO or, these big singles, but we didn't have a lot of as a whole, great CDs like Adele or something like that.
Well, I think Adele is certainly the CD I would go to the most often and listen to. I did like a CD by a band called Those Darlins, who, and I think they have played here a couple of times. It was called Screws Get Loose, and it's kind of a country-tinged album. And there's another sort of folk country-tinged group called The Civil Wars, and I liked that a lot. And one that came out in just the past few weeks that I have been listening to a lot is the soundtrack to the movie The Descendants.
Yeah.
If you think Hawaiian music is only sort of kitschy, whatever, it's many native Hawaiians playing great music, and it's listenable over and over and over.
Well, I thought that too. I mean, we both saw it over this past weekend, and I was sitting there thinking, gosh, the music in this movie works really well because it's not, much like the movie, it's not the tourist version of Hawaii.
Exactly.
And so that worked out really well. And there were some decent compilations and soundtracks this year. But for the most part, I feel like this year was a little bit underwhelming, where when we get to like TV and things like that, it'll be really robust. But with music this year, it wasn't, whether you go genre to genre. I mean, what would you say is the, you know, the rap CD? Well, maybe it would be the Kanye West, Jay-Z, but a lot of people felt that was kind of a little bit of a disappointment.
And, although I don't know how that couldn't have been.
Right.
Because the hype was
the buildup.
So, right.
From the country perspective, you know, some of the bigger acts like Taylor Swift and Lady Antebellum, they put out new music, but it didn't resonate with the singles quite like their last CDs. From folk, I mentioned Alison Krauss, but some of the bigger, you know, Andrew Bird or Ray LaMontagne, or they didn't put out music this year. So,
and the one record in that genre that kind of across the board with critics has been universally loved was Bon Iver,
mm-hmm.
which was okay.
Yep.
But
that's how I feel.
You know, I was a little underwhelmed, and I had been someone who had really been waiting to listen to that, but it sounded so much similar mm-hmm. to what had come before. But you see most critical lists, and that's one, two, or three for most critics. Although Adele is that rare intersection of commerce and critical acceptance because she's topping many critics' lists.
Right. And then, you know, the other big females this year who put out CDs, you know, Beyonce and Lady Gaga and people like that, they made these conscious decisions, it seems, to put out these kind of concept albums where there's not a lot of singles in there. And so you compare and contrast that with Katy Perry, who that CD has spawned, you know, six or eight singles. So,
well, we are in, it seems like, a resurgent age of singles.
Mm-hmm.
Because of iTunes downloads and how people find and discover music, there aren't a lot of albums that seem to resonate, you know, as a shared experience as opposed to singles.
Well, I mean, for instance, that Katy Perry CD, when it first came out, it sold okay, but it wasn't selling great. But now she's just tied with Michael Jackson for the number of singles off a CD.
Oh, really?
You know, with Thriller, huh. You know. So she's had six, I think, number one songs off that CD. So maybe it means it doesn't necessarily matter how well the CD sells anymore.
So are you going then on record as saying that Adele is your favorite CD of the year?
I guess I would have no other choice but to say that. If I was going to go for the, you know, your popular CD of the year, that has to be it.
We're in agreement.
Yep.
So next week?
Yeah, next week. Well, you know, we're getting closer and closer to the end of the year, and we'll be able to start looking at television and eventually, once we start getting more film, of course, we do have Hugo and the Descendants. So we do have a few of those. Take Shelter's here. We have a few of those good movies, and we have more coming. But yeah, it's winding down this year.
All right. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for the FayettevilleFlyer.com, where you can find your review of The Descendants.
It should be up sometime this week.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.